trapped in an elevator with someone who clearly wants to hurt you. Do you know what to do? Folks, the setup for this is pretty clear. A lady on an elevator. She's doing her thing. She's distracted by her phone. Guy makes a pass at her. She obviously has had some level of training, but watch what she does. She puts her phone away and begins her plan. Now watch this carefully. Strikes with the purse, follows up with a kick to the groin, and then a third kick, disabling her attacker. Folks, this is textbook right here. It doesn't get any better except for one question. What was she doing on the elevator, distracted with someone that she didn't know? You see, this could have played out very differently. And what I want to talk to you about today is, what do we do when we find ourselves in a confined space with someone we don't know, and it's possible that they would have the advantage? So let's look at this video one more time, because I want to go through it slowly with you. She's in the elevator. She's going to work doing her thing. And this guy begins his approach. First, he puts his hand on her. Ooh, is that a problem? You betcha it's a problem. But then she puts her phone away, greatest distraction to your security, and she goes right into business mode. You see, she had a plan for what to do if she found herself in this circumstance. Well, okay, elevators. Well, no, folks, there are a lot of confined spaces that if an attacker can get you alone in a place you can't get out of, that's a serious problem. And so let's think about some of those. Where are those places? Well, they could be stairwells. They could be a garage. Remember, we've talked about it, and you'll see it in the carjacking episode. There are a lot of folks following people to their homes, catching them alone in a garage. Folks, that's a tremendously bad situation to find yourself. But what about locker rooms? What about you go into an office and someone comes in and quickly locks the door behind you? What about a car? A car could be, now you're locked in a car with someone. So the fact of the matter is, and this is what I want to stress to you, we've got to have planning. We've got to have that plan for what would we do if. Remember, the most important question you can ask yourself, what would I do if? Because you're engaging the mind, you're using your imagination and your emotion, which actually creates files in your subconscious mind that you can refer to in a crisis. So four questions I would just throw at you to consider. Okay. And remember, we do this channel for one reason. Times are changing, and I want good people prepared with the best training available. That's why we do what we do. Four questions to ask yourself. Number one, if you're in a confined space and you're with someone else, do you feel comfortable with that person? Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a stranger. Are you comfortable? Because remember, and we talk about this, the innate ability, some call it spider senses, some call it discernment, the innate ability for your brain to process threats is amazing. Trust your gut. You don't hear anything else I say. Trust your gut. Number one, are you comfortable with that person? Number two, are you maintaining a tactical advantage wherever you are? You know, one of the things you can do in an elevator is put your back on the wall into a corner. That way you see what's coming on. You see, as gifted and talented as she was in her martial arts skills, she let her guard down. And the fact of the matter is, if he had punched her in the back of the head, she may not have had the ability to respond because she could have been knocked unconscious. There's all kinds of problems there. So do you maintain the tactical advantage? Are you thinking through where can I be where I can see what's going on and yet still maintain some level of protection. Now, also, folks, the most important thing, and we keep saying it, situational awareness. Well, what does that mean, Tim? Well, one of the things that you need to be watching and I need to be watching everywhere I go is body language. You see, body language communicates about 90% of a person's true intentions. It's fascinating. I've worked with some of the folks from the FBI on this. Body language is huge. If you begin to notice, in this case, this man staring her up and down, this man moving closer to her, that, Houston, is a problem. So you're watching for body language. The other thing is, do you have tools to help if you have to get out of that? Well, what are some of those tools? Well, we all like to talk about martial arts skills and weapons and all that, but one tool you may have in your repertoire is the tool of de-escalation, having the ability to engage and talk, because you don't need too much time on an elevator before those doors are going to open. So if you can delay and distract through de-escalation, that's great. But folks, when it comes to it, you got to be prepared for the fight. This lady was prepared for the fight. She had a plan way before it ever happened, which is number three. Do you have a regular ongoing security plan in case you get into a confrontation? De-escalation is important, but what about martial arts skills? And I hear, you know, I train a lot of folks around the country, and I'm too old to do that. No, you're not. You know, a strategic strike at the right place at the right time can end it. But you got to be committed to training it. And I don't care how old you are. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. Start today. And finally, number four, have you trained and prepared way prior to the incident for the incident? You know, we used to say, again, in the Secret Service, that a great day is Air Force One leaving. Why? All that hard work that we put into training and preparing and being out at Beltsville and watching limos come in and protecting fake protectees coming in and out, that all added up to, on game day, when the president was there, we were ready. So here's the question. Are you ready? Folks, we're on a mission to prepare people through this channel. I'm going to ask you to be bold. Everybody needs some level of training with all that's going on. As I train organizations, it is evident that people are afraid, which makes me upset. They don't know what to do, which makes me upset. And number three is they're actually afraid to even stand for others. And here's what I'm going to leave you with. If you commit to preparing and training, it's not just about you when the crisis occurs. You'll be that person that can stand up, know what to do, save yourself, your family, and a whole lot of others that don't have any idea what to do. So I hope this is helpful. Please like, subscribe, share, comment. I know there are some really talented people that watch these. I know it. Add your comments in at the bottom. We want to make sure that this is a place where you can get real security training from real experts. So with that said, may God bless you. Stay safe out there, and we will definitely see you soon.